This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Prime Minister Motley writes U.S. President Donald Trump, urging him to exempt the region from the impact of levies on Chinese vessels. Government to provide counseling for the family of 13-year-old Jonathan Chase, as well as the residents of Silver Hill. Meanwhile, UNICEF calls for a united effort to protect children. Police investigate a suspicious death at Old Chancery Lane and a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake in Southeast Asia. With the details, I am Michelle Spencer. CARICOM Chairman and Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley warns that the U.S. levies on Chinese ships could have dire economic implications for commerce in Barbados and the region. The levy includes heavy port fees for Chinese-built vessels of up to $1.5 million per port call and $500,000 per call on all vessels owned by companies that have ships constructed in China. Speaking at the opening of the Court Superstore at Welch's St. Thomas, a day after her trip to Jamaica for high-level talks with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Prime Minister Motley said the levies would not only hurt the Caribbean, but Florida as well.
What we potentially face with the announced levy on ships made in China will have serious and deleterious consequences for the commerce, not just of the Caribbean, but also for Florida. Florida, in a very real sense, is the engine of commerce of the Caribbean region. Caribbean depends on much 7-day supply of food, of critical supplies, of pieces of equipment, all kinds of things. And that to have this disrupted purely because of the intervention of a statutory or an executive order that will lead to increased costs of supply will hurt not just us on the receiving end, but will hurt those as well who are making money from the logistics in Florida to be able to make the transition.
The Prime Minister said she has written to U.S. President Donald Trump, urging him to shield the Caribbean from the exorbitant costs of shipping fees.
It is likely to lead, if it remains, in people looking for other routes that don't carry the same prohibitive costs for movement of goods. You know it better than me as business people. And therefore, I trust and pray that that, along with the letter that I wrote on behalf of the Caribbean community to President Trump, will lead to some kind of exemption for this region, because the cost per container, TEU, 20-foot container or equivalent, can go, we believe, anywhere between $1,500 to $2,000 US, and for 40-foot container, up to at least $4,000 US.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Government will provide counseling to the family of the late Jonathan Chase and also to residents of the Silver Hill Christchurch community. Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey said the fatal shooting has affected community members and his ministry will deploy social workers to assist those in need. His remarks followed a tour of the area alongside other officials and social workers.
When a life that has so much promise is capped so easily and so early and so unnecessarily, then it evokes the kinds of emotions that would make sane and sensible people engage themselves almost in indecent thought. But I feel like we have to offer ourselves in terms of support to the community. I've already said to the family and to the neighbors and to the residents that the Ministry of People Empowerment will be sending more social workers to offer some counseling and to offer support to the family and to the residents. A number of young persons in the area have come forward as well and spoken to us. I think that this has affected everyone, and you know, everybody would like to see the persons responsible for this heinous crime brought to justice quickly.
Crime prevention was recently added to Mr. Humphrey's portfolio, and he clarifies his role in addressing crime.
But I want to make it very clear that when it comes to crime prevention, that is where I find myself being engaged. Where you have committed a crime, that is for law enforcement. That is for the police service. And there will be no instance where anyone would expect to approach me and be told something comforting when they have engaged themselves in crime. Deal with the officers on that. But if you want to work with us to help reduce crime, if you have situations in your community that caused you concern that you feel would lend themselves to an increase or the birth of crime, then we would work with you to be able to reduce those circumstances that could lend themselves to crime.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey. The United Nations agency that protects the rights of children, UNICEF, has joined Barbadians expressing its profound shock and sadness over the fatal shooting of Jonathan Chase. UNICEF representative for the Eastern Caribbean, Abdul Kadir Musi, described Chase as a well-loved member of his school, community, and noting this deep sense of loss that his passing has created. He stressed the need for a joint effort to protect this country's children.
Our hearts are heavy as we think of his family, thrown into a profound grief. No family should suffer this pain. And yet, across the sub-region, children are increasingly caught up in escalating violence, where vital events that should be unimaginable are now occurring. As Barbados Prime Minister Mia Mottley has said so forcefully, we can and must come together to make sure that our children's lives, our communities, and our nations are not blighted by this violence. We need to act jointly and with resolve to keep our children safe.
UNICEF representative for the Eastern Caribbean, Abdul Kadir Musi. The police are treating as suspicious the death of a man whose body has been found in an apartment at Old Chancery Lane, Christchurch. Starcom Network News understands that the deceased was a contracted employee of the Barbados Water Authority. We understand that the police received a call around 2 p.m. yesterday about a pungent odor coming from an apartment. Officers who responded found the body of a male in the apartment in circumstances that are considered to be of a suspicious nature. The matter has been classified as an unnatural death. Pig farmers are set to meet with stakeholders this weekend to address significant financial losses stemming from a sharp decline in sales to a major buyer. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, BAS, James Paul, confirmed his invitation to the meeting aimed at investigating the challenges farmers are currently facing.
It is a kind of fact-finding meeting, and this, of course, is BAS already in attendance. They are a group of farmers who previously supplied massive supermarkets before the relationship that was established this Sunday. What has happened is that the amount of animals that were being supplied previously to Massey by those farmers, they have seen a considerable decline in the amount of animals that they are being asked to supply, and expressing huge concerns in view of the fact that they are making less in terms of the incomes. And the question is being therefore asked, if Massey is receiving the same amount of pork from Sundale, where is Sundale actually getting that pork from? We are also getting complaints in terms of the price at which that pork is being supplied.
Mr. Paul says the Agriculture Ministry is also planning a meeting to address the issue.
The ministry, as I understand it from my communication with them, is moving speedily along to get a meeting of the Pork Production and Marketing Committee, in which, in that meeting, of course, all of the stakeholders will be invited, and that we can have a resolution to this issue so that, for instance, we don't have a situation where pig farmers are frustrated in terms of the fact that they are putting in tremendous investment, and yet that investment can be sabotaged by unfair competition from wherever that pork is coming from.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. A powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake has rocked Southeast Asia, killing several people, bringing down a skyscraper under construction in Bangkok, and toppling buildings in neighboring Myanmar, where the ruling junta declared a state of emergency in some areas. Witnesses said that at least three people were killed in a town in Myanmar when a mosque partially collapsed, while local media reported that at least two people died and 20 were injured after a hotel collapsed. Recapping the headlines, Prime Minister Mottley writes U.S. President Donald Trump urging him to exempt the region from the impact of levies on Chinese vessels. Government to provide counseling for the family of 13-year-old Jonathan Chase as well as residents of Silver Hill. Meanwhile, UNICEF calls for a united effort to protect children. Police investigate a suspicious death at Old Chancery Lane, and a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake in Southeast Asia kills several. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. The next edition comes at 8:30. I'm Michelle Spencer. Good morning.